Do you know the most popular song back in 70s and 80s? Were you in Korea or were you in America? Back in 70s or 80s, most of you were in Korea. Two popular songs back then. There's a bell ringing. There's a new morning. And let us get up. So like when there was a trash car passing by, always the song was playing. Do you know another song? Another song is like Let Us Live Well. Let us be rich, let us be well. I'm gonna sing. You know this song, Let Us Live Well, Let Us Live Well. Because poverty was like such a big deal, so we wanted to live well. We wanted to be well off. Of course, because you wanted to escape from poverty, you came to America. Now, people say Korea as a rich country. But then, not too long ago, Korea was really a poor country. So people say, we have nothing to eat. And the kids would say, why didn't you eat ramen? But we didn't have ramen. So we were so sick of poverty. That's why we were singing like that, let us live well. Let us be well off. So one college professor was officiating the wedding. Usually when someone officiates the wedding, they would say some words, but he only said one sentence, please do live well. So what does it mean, living well? Let us live well. So what does it mean? Does it mean that you make a lot of money and become rich? Does it mean that it's a longevity? Some people want to be popular. Others may say, live whatever I want. That's the way. Live well. So if we think of living well from these perspectives, when we look at Stephen or John the Baptist, we feel pity for them because they died young. So Stephen was beaten to death by stone, and he was beheaded. But John the Baptist was beheaded. And Abel, John the Baptist, and Stephen, Bible talks about them as successful people. We think living well is like a longevity and having living happily ever after, we think that's living well. But when we look at Abel, when we look at Stephen or John the Baptist, the Bible says these three people were truly successful. So what does it mean we as believers? We have to live well. We should live well. So what is it, living well for believers? Is it from the worldly standard? Are we living well? So I'm going to talk about three things to live well, we as believers. So living well, what does it mean? First, if you live your life holding on to covenant of Jesus Christ, that's living well. It's a life that you are holding on to covenant of Jesus Christ. That is a life that you live well. So people hold on to everything else, but the covenant of Jesus Christ. So what kind of life is that? People hold on to money, fame, popularity, and people seek for pleasures of their lives. But if you don't have the covenant of Jesus Christ, it will lead to failure. So please do have the covenant of Jesus Christ in your lives. So whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is from God. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is people of God. 1 John 5:1. So whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ will overcome the world. So whosoever believes Jesus is the Christ and also believes Son of God will overcome the world. So we are having hard time. Hardships are coming. So the North Korea, they sent off missile to other countries. So North Korea is really enemy with all the countries. So in the midst of all these hardships, how could you survive? So what's the secret to be truly successful? So it depends on how you hold on to the covenant of Jesus Christ. And Martha said this, I believe Jesus is the Christ, and I do believe Jesus is the Christ, and also believe that you are Son of Living God. So the fact that you can able to confess this is a true secret. But no matter what you do, even you go to church, if you don't know that Jesus is the Christ, that is useless. Some people go to church many, many years and don't know that Jesus is the Christ. So if you don't know this, what's the difference between you and the non-believers? This is a time when I went to Jeju Island for a ministry. So I was walking on the street and I saw a young woman coming towards me. So she was laughing. She was laughing and she was acting bizarre, like she didn't seem like a normal person. So I looked around the town for an hour. And then I encountered again. That same young woman came towards me and she was laughing and she was acting strange. So I followed her. And then she went into her house, and in the front yard, her mother was trimming something. So I said to the mother, "Your daughter has some mental problem?" I asked her. So the mother said, when the woman was very young, father went to the sea and he died. And then she had a brother, she took him as a father. And then brother went to the sea again and he died also. So the father and the brother both died in the sea. So the brother that she thought him as like almost like a father, he died. So after that, she was speechless. She couldn't speak any words. So it's been about 7 to 8 years. So I asked her, "Is it okay if I share the gospel with her?" So she said many people came from different churches and it was useless. So I began to share the gospel with her. So I said, "Satan is attacking you. So devil is holding on to you, put foothold on you and making you afflicted." And I shared the gospel, but she didn't want to listen. So I thought maybe she would not listen to the gospel message. So I thought it may not be possible, but I tried. So I tried to share the gospel with her, but she wouldn't listen to me. So she couldn't concentrate. So I gave up on that day, and I came home. The next day, I went back. So let me share the gospel. So she was there with her mom. So I tried to share with them that Jesus is the Christ. And then things got better slightly. So then at one point, she was able to concentrate. So I asked her if she wanted to accept Jesus as a Lord and Savior. And I asked her to follow me. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus. She couldn't say Jesus. When I asked her to call on the name of Jesus, she was grinding her teeth. Jesus Christ. She was grinding her teeth and she wouldn't say Jesus. So I thought, maybe it's not possible. So I began to pray. Lord God, please let her believe Jesus. Let her live. And I was praying in my heart. So I asked her again, do you want to live like this for the rest of your life? Would you want to live like this, bounded by Satan? Why don't you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior? So I asked her again, do you want to believe Jesus as your Lord and Savior? So then accept Jesus in your heart. So I started prayer and I told her to say without saying. And then after I finished the prayer, she said, Jesus. Because she was speechless. She couldn't speak any words for past several years. And all of a sudden, she opened her mouth and she said, Jesus. Jesus is the Christ. Do you believe this? So what's the way that we can live? So it depends on how much we hold on to the covenant of Jesus Christ. Therefore, we have the great priest who is Jesus Christ. Let us hold on to it firmly. Don't you have any hardships and suffering? Please don't worry and please hold on to the covenant of Jesus Christ. So hold on to the covenant of Jesus Christ. God will lead you. That's the way how you live. And the second, it's a life that you obey God's words. You obey God's words. Who's we have good children and we have bad children. Who are good children? Those children who obey their parents and they follow their parents. Your children may say, I love you, Mom, I love you, Dad. If they're disobeying you all the time, they're not really good children. So we say, God, I love you. I love you, God, but what's the evidence? How much we obey God's word? Sometimes it's beyond our common sense. It's like sometimes it seemed irrational. And you feel like it was written 2,000 years ago and it doesn't make any sense. You feel like that. I believe the Bible is God's word. And there's answer for our lives in God's words. Abraham had great conflicts. And God said to Abraham, you have to leave your homeland and the land I promised. Go to land I promised. So Abraham lived in the area for 75 years with his parents and, you know, his relatives, and he has so many friends there too. But then God said, leave your home country, leave your homeland. But God commanded Abraham to leave his homeland. So what did he do, Abraham? So Abraham listened to God's word and he followed his word. So he was able to receive true blessing from God. Look at Peter. Peter was a fisherman. Because he was a fisherman, he knew everything about fishing. So he knew the Sea of Galilee very well. But one day he couldn't catch any fish. Not even a single fish. Then Jesus appeared. Peter, go to the deepest area and throw the net. It's not common sense wise, it doesn't make any sense. Because generally speaking, fish, they flock near the shallow area. But then Jesus said, throw your net to the right. So Peter said, Sir, I have worked all night and I couldn't catch any fish. But so I'm following your word. And then I will obey you. So when he obeyed Jesus, he had so much fish that the nets were tearing down. So it's a life how much you obey God's word. So many believers today, they listen to God's word, but they do not obey because they just listen, but they don't follow God's word. So they cannot truly receive God's blessing. So look at the example of Saul. Back then, before the king went to war, they had to see the priest. So one day he had to go to a war, and Prophet Samuel didn't show up. So he couldn't go to war because Samuel was not coming. So Saul said that I will be like a priest. Back then, only priests can give sacrifice. But Saul broke the law. So obedience is better than the sacrifice. Hitting is better. And hitting is better than oil. So obedience is better than sacrifice. So God said that I'm resentful. I regret that I raised Saul as a king. So the blessed is the man who rejoices in God's word and meditates it day and night. So how much do you hold on to God's word throughout the week? Whenever you face the crisis, how much do you follow God's word? That can lead you to a blessing. So we don't realize this, and we always rely on our own experiences. So to live well, we have to follow God's word. So when God's word goes, I will follow. That should be center of our hearts. And the third, how do we live well? First, I talked about holding on to the covenant of Jesus Christ. And the second, obeying God's word. And the third, so raising our descendants, raising our remnants, that is really well. So many people say, if my children are raised well, if they are well and they become successful, I am very happy. Of course, it applies to all of us. No matter how much money you make, no matter how many good things happen to you, if your children are having hard time, hardships, you're not happy. So we have true joy when our children are doing well. So what does it mean that we raise our children well? We have remnants and you see other young kids out there. So how can we raise our children well? So it's how you pass down the covenant that Jesus is the Christ to your children, to your descendants. So Moses was one of the great leaders, and to become Moses, his mother was the one who was always telling Moses, "You are a child of God, and you are Israelites, you are Jew." She was always talking to him like that. So he was able to become a true leader. Deuteronomy 6:9 says, "Our God is one and only God. With all your heart and your mind and soul, love your Lord God." And imprint that to your children. One and only God. One and only God. You have to imprint it to your children. Let me say this again. No matter how much knowledge they have, how much money they have, if your children don't have the gospel, then they would be having failure eventually. So Paul says to Timothy, "You knew the Bible since you were very young. From your infancy, you knew the Bible." Because Paul said to Timothy, "You knew the Bible from your infancy." That's related to true success. If you don't know this, you have trouble in your families. So Jesus, who was resurrected, said to Peter, "Feed my lamb." So feed my lamb. Do you love your children? Maybe you don't. You don't say anything. Do you love your children? So how much are you trying to impress this to your children? The covenant of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Christ. For our little children, this is especially important. So if you really cannot pass down this covenant to your children, you can't. And there was a woman who had 7 children, and she was a street vendor for 40 years. And she raised all of her 7 children. All of them went to prestigious universities. So all the merchants who were working with her said that she was very cheap. She was there for 40 years and she wouldn't even buy a cup of coffee for her colleagues. So she collected a lot of money and she sent all of her children to prestigious universities. So people asked her, "What would you do with so much money that you made?" She said, "I would give them to my children." So for her, that's the best. So no matter how much money you gave to your children, if you don't pass down the covenant of Jesus Christ, you have to make a resolution at this time. So no matter what happens, I am going to pass down the covenant of Jesus Christ to my children. So if you want to have a happy family, you have to do this. My daughter left to Korea about 3 years ago. So when she tried to go back to Korea, I try to stop her. Then, you know, we couldn't stop it, so she decided to go to Korea. So when I was facing her last minute, I was like feeling a little bit sorry because I couldn't really, when she was really young, I couldn't take her to amusement park or spend a lot of time with her because I was so busy. So I told her, when you're very young, I was so busy, so I couldn't even take you to like places like amusement park or things like that. But my daughter said, "Father, Dad, you as a dad did the best for me." Because she said that you passed down gospel, shared gospel with me. Now I became a child of God. Then I said, "That's it." So I sent her off. What is true happiness? We as parents and children share the covenant together. You know, think about it. Your children do not have the covenant. Or children believe in Jesus very well, but the parents do not believe in Jesus. So the greatest happiness is how the covenant being shared among children and the parents. I hope you rejoice this. I bless you in Lord's name. Let me conclude. Let us live well. Let us live well. Let us not complain and whine all the time. So let us hold on to the covenant of Jesus Christ. Let us obey God's word. If you do well, you are able to receive the blessing. I bless you in Lord's name. Almighty Father, what's the best way to live well? Dress well, eat well, live in a good house. We want to receive the blessing according to world's standard. Let us follow God's word. Let us hold on to the covenant. And let us pass down this covenant to our children. So let us truly rejoice among family members. Now we're giving you offering. And World Mission Conference offering we are giving today. Let us truly rejoice this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.